Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
Hello, this is Andre Fauché again, running my Friday Rogue adventure, where I've got six players who have managed... We are now halfway through the campaign, having lasted over half a year. They have managed to get their way out of Copper District, a poor district where you measure your wealth in coppers per day. They've managed to carve their way out of it on a mountain of bodies, looting, thievery, and backstabbing.
And more bodies.
And more bodies, especially in the case of Alec.
Don't backstab very well.
They are, yeah, you're a bard. They are in the city of New Hope, which is a flying island citadel, a la Laputa style. Of wonderful, powerful mages, College of Engineers. And, of course, it is a wonderful republic in the same way that Sin City is a shining example of democracy.
Go bribery.
Yeah, corruption for the win. I will go ahead and go around and start doing the introductions. I'm Andre Fauché. I do GMing. I will go ahead and start with Tyler.
I'm Tyler, like was said.
Go ahead and introduce your character, race, class, some notes, what she's managed to accomplish thus far.
My character's name is Sephiria. She's a bard, tiefling. She likes politics and talking and other various bardy things.
You're a lawyer.
Yeah, I recently became a lawyer.
Demonic lawyer, big surprise there.
Hey. Devil's in the details, right? She's actually a lyric thaumaturge, which is sort of like a combination bard, spellcaster, sort of sorcerer-bard mix, but without any sorcerer involved.
Also, I should point out we're in 3.5. Or 3.Andre, as Gamers Haven has come to call it.
Hey, we'll eventually call it Pathfinder version Andre. Anyways, I don't really have much else.
All right. Alec?
I'm Alec. I'm playing Tana, the 5'1" Sylvanian rogue barbarian.
Elf.
Yeah, I'm probably the least intimidating looking person you can imagine.
You don't weigh 100 pounds, right?
103.
Okay, 103.
And what's all muscle.
My strength is an 18.
Okay.
Let's see. Distinguishing traits. Most people seem to think my character is psychotic, and they're probably right. I am probably the most well-known of our group members just because of the sheer number of people I kill, and I am not subtle about it. Let's see. Can you think of anything really well-known about my character beyond that?
Did you ever get
really.
Your figures regenerated?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Oh, my character is making an attempt to redeem herself in some ways. Be slightly less psychotic, maybe.
And she's also made the bad decision of having people who are dependents.
Stupid assassins using, like, the people I like against me.
Okay, then we'll go ahead and pass the torch off to Amanda.
Hi, I'm Amanda. I'm kind of new to this whole thing. The newest... member, I guess, of this team. I play Runi Hura Mahmood, a half dragon, half Anubian, 6'3", big guy. Half bronze dragon.
Nubians are human.
Yes.
Yeah, we do have...
They're Egyptian.
Technically.
Basically.
The most distinguishing thing about me is I'm mute. I can't talk. I use weird hand gestures and trying to understand their interesting way of sign language.
Yeah. We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah. I'm reserved, I guess.
You might want to tell them your class.
Oh, yeah. I'm a level 8 thug.
Thug is a fighter variant from the Unearthed Arcana. One of the requirements that I put on everyone for this campaign is they must be something at least semi-roguey. That means rogues, bards, I even qualified monks, rangers, well, urban rangers.
Did you say your class?
Yeah, he was a barbarian rogue. Right. Or rogue barbarian.
However, you I don't think it's rogue barbarian, because that's a whole different campaign.
A barbarian that went rogue, so... Went lawful.
I can't rage anymore.
Well, then go ahead and pass it off.
My lawful rage.
We'll pass it along to Ryan, which is Amanda's husband, not Amanda's wife.
I'm sure the lawful rage exists somewhere, by the way.
Probably. I'm Ryan. I play Ricardo, who's a former Amedian, which is sort of Hispanic, I guess, and he's now a ghoul. And he's rogue, and recently he also took up some levels of vigilante.
A little confusing, by the way.
What? He's like Batman, kinda.
An undead Batman. Marvel Zombie meets DC.
We're the kind of guy people Batman fights.
We fight our own people all the time. It's perfectly reasonable.
Right.
He's secretive, considering his undead in general are outlawed in the city.
That's right. Necromancy is considered a violation of rights because you can't tax them.
It makes perfect sense.
Why would they need life insurance?
He has a heck of a time getting things on the black market and so on and so forth.
All right. We'll then go ahead and pass it off to Steven.
I'm Steven. I play Richard Tracy, where everyone knows him as Dick. And I'm
no copyright infringement here at all.
No, not at all. I don't wear a yellow cape. Well, yellow trench coat. I find people. It's what I do. I'm an urban ranger. I also like long walks on the beach and curvaceous women with lots of money. Notorious thing about me is I have an aura of awesomeness, which, yeah, that's how it works. I wield two weapons and like to smash things in the face.
My aura is bigger than yours.
All right.
That's what she said.
Oh, God, let's not start this again. And then finally, Jessica.
Yes, this is Jessica. I am playing Kehiani, who is a monk, cleric, sacred fist, tiefling.
Well, yeah, that's a mouthful.
Too.
Yes. Let's see. She follows the Prince of Thieves, a new deity made by Andre.
Me? Make something? Never.
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 And she has now been raised to a captain position thanks to all the wonderful crew members she works with in the Thieves Guild.
We didn't want the responsibility.
Sap.
And she also has involvements with a lawful good brotherhood of fighters.
That's right. She's dating the head of a group of vigilantes that go out and actually try and protect the city. The fools.
Versus people like us.
So it's an interesting one, to say the least. A few things about New Hope now that you've gotten to know everyone. It's split up into several districts. Silver District, measure your wealth in silvers. Gold District, measure your wealth in gold per day. And then, of course, you know, the Platinum District, which are individual islands that have been raised from giant chunks of rock and are now floating around the city.
Measure wealth and extravagance.
Measure your wealth and extravagance and illegal... and schoolboys that have been smuggled to your island. Corrupt Senate. There's a whole bunch of NPCs that you will hear that the group knows, but I literally had to establish a website to be able to keep track of all the people that are now alive, dead, or neutral.
Lots of neutrality here.
Actually, most people are dead.
Hey.
So we will go ahead and start off.
Hey, mind if we just went through a time vortex?
Last week, where we had last left our intrepid thieves.
Hey, I'm totally not intrepid.
Okay. Where last left our scum and villainy.
Better.
They were attempting to go out onto the rim, which is an area outside the walls of New Hope that's basically slowly but surely crumbling off, where the dregs of society make their lives, known as scavies, scavengers.
And necromancers.
Scavies for anyone who's played Necromunda. They had decided to hoof it to the next necromancer, which they're hoping to kill a list of to be able to use as political PR rep. I would guess you'd... Wow, that's redundant. PR. To try and become more popular in the eyes of people so that they seem more like a beneficial fringe group rather than a bunch of murdering psychotics.
So you can take advantage of it.
So you can take advantage of the general populace.
And then kill them.
And then loot them for everything they're worth. They had managed to make 11... They had walked for 11 hours around the periphery, only making 9 hours of the needed 12 to the next necromancer.
Yeah, you'd think between two of us with survival as a class skill, at least one of us would have taken it.
Dang.
Next time I level, I'm taking it. Then I can live like a hobo.
You can live like a hobo. Good job. The goblin hobos of the city.
They're everywhere.
They are indeed everywhere. You guys went through a house, did a rope trick, and managed to come out inside a wonderful time vortex, where you're all inside various bodies of a family. Tyler was in the wonderful, voluptuous wife, known as Caroline. Then we had Alec in the little body of a 6-year-old, of Samantha.
6-year-old girl, barbarians.
Yeah. Then we had, I can never pronounce your name, Rahui?
Rooney.
Rooney.
Okay, Rooney was in the body of a toddler. Ricardo, Ryan, was in the body of a crotchety old man. Kehiani Jessica was inside the body of Carolyn's husband, Robert, which is funny because their characters are now cousins. So there was some sort of Arkansas meeting that they had to get to.
I was inside a body of a gay teenager named Jack.
Gay teenager named Jack, which was their son. He was artsy fartsy and, well, a little melodramatic about everything.
No stereotyping here at all.
Yeah.
Never.
They had uncovered that the family that they were possessing had sold their souls to an individual known as the Handsome Devil. Most of the family didn't even know that they had sold their souls. It was mainly on the fault of the mother, Carolyn, and the old crotchety man.
Who was a wizard.
A retired
really
wizard.
Really needed to learn how to read law.
Big fireball spell.
Yes. They got screwed royally when it came to the contract. And basically, anyone who agreed with the mother for any reason accidentally sold their soul.
It wasn't just the mother.
It was everyone.
Oh, it was everyone. Okay.
Or else last time's fight wouldn't have happened.
They found out that in order to get their family in a position of prominence and power rather than being a low blacksmithing family, they had to assassinate an important senator. What? Kleenex?
Yes.
There's some behind you.
They eventually made their way there after several random encounters with the city and decided to, instead of assassinate him, throw their bodies onto their blades after a long comedic fight where it was the only time where I've seen people try and fail so hard and succeed at failing.
Hey, we threw ourselves on their blades. Thank you very much.
That's right.
And you finally got to use your critical failure deck.
I'd use my critical failure deck like there was no tomorrow. And then, of course, they, after the assassination, they snapped their what? They eventually made their way back through the time vortex and are now back outside on the rim. Still with 3 hours to go to their intended destination, Falstein, the dread necromancer who makes his way into the embassy section and does dirty things.
Dirty deeds.
Dunder cheap.
Done for free?
Done with sheep? Okay. All right, so you guys pop your way out, blinking.
Okay.
We should go now.
Yes.
The house?
No.
No. All right, well, who did we establish had the highest survival skill here?
So I don't think that's
I have plus three.
I also have plus three.
I have a plus zero.
I think it was whoever decided.
I have a plus two. So, who
wants... Ready? Go after your scissors.
Ha!
Okay, Steven's main. Ryan, you and I are... Well, everyone else... Wait, what's your wisdom bonus?
Three.
Okay, do you want to be main? Okay.
By the way, it's a DC 20 for those listening.
Okay.
And the highest bonus is a plus three.
Assist! Assist!
No.
I do not.
Okay, hold on.
Let's see how good the sarcastic comments are today.
The bard with her snarky comments.
Hey, sarcastic comments are good.
All right.
It's not going to help, though.
I got a natural one.
I don't want to use one of these from Alex's list.
It doesn't take away, remember?
Yeah, but
it just means we don't
make a DC 20.
We waste another hour, though.
I suppose we could save it for later.
All right, so one a zero. Shall we try again?
I failed to assist.
Me too.
I need one assist.
I also got another natural one.
So okay. All
right.
I also got a natural one.
You got a natural one?
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, that actually does mean something.
Oh, stupid undead person.
And let's see.
Wait, can we get the hour?
You will get the hour.
Okay, we're one for two. I don't care what happens to Ryan.
Yes! I knew it!
All right, this is going to be an awesome four-way that you guys are now going to be involved in. All right, time for some quick sketching.
A four-way?
It is a four-way of doom and apocalypse.
Is this the reason...
I'll pause this while you sketch.
Did we just walk into a game fight?
Is this the reason you have the dire Tyrannosaurus?
Yes.
Thank you, Finnish.
It is actually Finnish. All right, so let me go ahead and draw some random rubble.
Oh.
Babe, would you
start hunting
down people?
Yes.
What?
You were undead, this
would
be a lot easier.
Alright, ruin, trouble.
I don't understand.
Red rum.
Me getting a one did this, but I suppose we'll.
I told you about the undead hunters. Rubble.
Oh, that's right, okay.
The people who actually come out here because they're psychotic and look for undead. Rubble.
Okay, so like a broken door.
Well, that's okay. They attacked me. That's
rubble.
Oh, that means we don't have to fight the T-Rex.
Hey, you can use your Mont Blanc.
Oh, no, Amanda.
Oh.
I have my cloak of resistance on. Mont Blanc is with Bartholomew.
Well, no, it's not resistance. It's turn resistance.
Same difference.
No.
No, they're not.
Well, much better for me.
Yes.
How's that?
Bad! Horrible!
And we don't have to make cool...
Okay, and here we go. We have
something like that sneak up on us?
Wait, it's... You guys turn the corner and come this way and go... Oh!
I'm walking along, and everybody's like, oh, should we go here? We gotta look around. I said we don't go there!
Is my meeting
It's a little too late.
You're only using the back.
There's
here. Ground floor, okay, coming then.
Up. Yep. Okay. Almost everyone's minis are in the back.
I'm just gonna take
them
off solo...
All right, we have volunteers.
You can do it. And
is this the undead Tyrannosaurus Rex you were telling us about? Excitedly last session.
Yes, because I decided to make it again.
You're in front of me.
The one that can't die.
No, it has the unkillable, which means half fast healing. What, five? Something like that.
So it heals what, five?
Or 20? We don't know.
Oh, okay, that's not.
Hey, I exist. Now, what are you talking about?
I got a better idea.
And you don't need me. I'll be fine.
What? I need a battery. A bandy battery.
You're the one who failed. You're in front.
Do, 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 do. Do, do, do.
No.
Why do I get the feeling four-way means three people versus us?
Roar! The raging elf. Roar.
That mini is so inappropriate battery. Still, by the way.
Yeah, they don't make many elven women barbarian.
Minis. What, you saying we're a minority?
Yes.
I can accept that.
Negative energy damage.
Well, in this group, I'm a minority.
Negative energy damage.
Yes, we have one elf, one human, two tieflings, a half-dragon, and a ghoul.
We are esoteric.
It's actually a rarity to have something inside the PHB.
Hey, I'm inside the PHB.
Yeah, I know. You're a minority.
In the monster manual.
You are in the monster manual.
Everyone's in the monster manual.
Wait, are humans in the monster manual?
Yes.
No.
Oh, no. No, they're not.
No, they are not.
Oh, wait, they're in the 4.0
monster manual. Yes, they're in the
4.0
monster
manual. Oh. Because everything is in the
right, so if I can't find myself, am I not there?
All right. And quickly grabbing some dudes. All right.
Dragon.
We shoot that out of there.
So popping out of the woodwork.
He's a black dragon.
Popping actually out of this building.
Here, here, you okay, you can be the red ninja.
I like their horns.
Yeah. But
all right, so old man, I need a cleric now. There we go. Dwarven cleric.
Bonk. Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's your
bonk.
He doesn't seem to be...
Okay.
He's not so mean. He's just
so
mind makes for us.
They managed to... sneak
hey,
up on you guys.
Didn't we have a paladin with us?
Yes, Sergeant
yeah.
Stormhammer.
Well, with the green cloak.
He's actually over here. Oh. As long as I can find him. There we go.
Is it my turn?
Bam!
Talking with Tyler today, it would be so awesome if suddenly, like, Stormhammer or James was suddenly a lycanthrope. It would be funny.
Remember, it's the Kirkwood family. Not the Stormhammer family.
Yeah. I suppose James's last name is Thundersteel as well.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I could just use a different model this time.
Legasp. You use a different model? Never.
I know.
That would show some level of flexibility on your back. And an armless orc.
I think you should hit on Greg.
Keep me over there just in case.
Yeah, you see how tall I
am?
Why is tall
as death? Well, it's just over there.
Actually, no.
Or some Death and I have an agreement. As long as I continue to send him people, he won't kill me.
That's what Tana likes to think.
Oh, I see a four-way. I get it.
Okay. So, the way this works... is you guys are stumbling along the street, and you turn a corner and see a giant zombie, Tyrannosaurus Rex, dripping blood with disease and decay festering in every sore... also popping their head out of one of the ruined buildings, obviously having just woken up, and you see a group of what appear to be undead basically vampire hunters and whatnot. Undead hunters, people who hunt the dead.
Is one of them wearing a red jacket with little yellow sunglasses? And...
yes. He pokes you viciously.
I die.
at first, I the old man is wearing a set of goggles. Who points his head out and points at Ricardo and goes, "That one!"
Sure, ignore the giant monstrosity to your right.
What about that?
Popping, also barely making themselves noticed, whole, kind of keeping their heads low, you notice a group of scavvies with what you can see are impromptu weapons, such as crossbows made out of bone and dried sinew.
Here
we
go.
And finally, Jessica finds her mini.
I find
and they seem to be looking to see who's doing the worst off and look like they're about to start pelting them. So, here's where we begin our first combat of the day.
Hey, it didn't take us very long, now did it?
Why can't I have Fireball yet?
Get more levels than Eric Thaumaturge.
Jessica, okay, then we have the Scavvies, then we have the T-Rex, and then we have the Witch Hunter Fighter.
Obviously,
the Witch Hunter Cleric.
The bigger threat.
The Witch Hunter.
Well, he's a PC.
Robin?
I am a PC.
Wizard? And the Witch PC Hunter sense. Rogue.
So they've got the goggles of
WR, Witch Hunter Robin.
And the goggles of PC Sin. Uh-huh.
Yes, they have the goggles.
What'd you get?
PC.
I
did.
Alec.
22.
Amanda.
23.
What's your bonus?
Jerk.
Ryan.
22. What's your bonus?
3.
22 up.
22
Four.
Up.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Steven.
20.
Jessica.
I got 11.
Okay, that. Thank you, Jessica. That seems a bit more appropriate.
Me and you are going to get hasted. Everyone else is going to run off and die.
Yes.
How many of us have improved initiative?
There's one other person who needs to be.
I know.
Oh yes.
19. I just had
Stormhammer goes on a 16. All right, the Scavvies go on a 12. The T-Rex.
Let me pull out
you
his...
You get to react to Scavvies.
Do-do-do. Where did my Libra Mortis go?
If only I memorized Wing Wall.
Yes.
If only I memorized Wing Wall.
And by the way, the zombie is not flat-footed.
I think you should memorize firewood. That's much more fun.
You mean the T-Rex? I would put T-Rex before zombie. I would call it a T-Rex before I would call it a zombie.
Well, now you're just being nitpicky.
A zombie T-Rex?
Just saying. No, I call it a zombie T-Rex. Just calling it a zombie is a little, like, not...
All right, it has a plus one, so it will go on a 17.
Yeah. Wait, look at it.
The fighter will go on a 3. The dwarven cleric will go on a 18. The wizard will go on a 17. And the rogue will go on a 24.
I think the wizard has familiar stats to most of my wizards.
The rogue quickly points out and quickly goes, "Psst, guys. Yes? We should wait until the T-Rex charges them. Then go." Oh, Amanda.
I take it the one with the highest intelligence went first.
I think we should run away.
This is where she was last seen.
I'm not going large, but I'm going to stand there and not do a thing.
Okay, Amanda goes on hold. We then drop to Ryan.
How tall is that wall next to Stormhammer and Jessica?
It is the ruins of a house. It's maybe about 11 feet tall. No roof.
I'll go and climb it.
Give me a climb check.
Jump, then just climb over.
You will be fine. Okay. Then we now go to Alec. You hold your boobs. Got it.
Well, can I balance on the top of the wall?
That's what you're doing.
Okay, good. Okay.
I'm not going to put you in the middle of two.
Yes.
Bad, Tyler. Bad. All right, that was 22. 19, Tyler.
Like the wind. I will haste.
What? Okay, the rest of your turn.
You run away?
That sounds good. I'll go. Let's go right here. That's my turn.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I'll bard song.
That's what I was waiting for. Cleric, cast prayer.
Do they give us bonuses?
The T-Rex surprisingly has a higher dex than the wizard. He will perform a charge action because they can perform one action, which can include a charge.
This is going to be fun,
Steve. Yeah.
Hey, how come they can't see that?
They got a notice check or something.
They are closer.
Oh.
Oh, that's why.
Okay.
I remember.
Oh!
He notices us very well. What are you doing?
Burning a Benny so I don't have to do weird, wiggity stuff. Okay. Ryan, you get a will save.
He's doing something to undead.
No. Well, kinda.
Okay. 26, is this turning?
No, it is not. Okay, so you can see them just fine.
Oh, invisibility to undead. Yeah. Hide from undead.
In kind of a sphere-like way.
Invisibility sphere against undead.
Basically the exact same thing. Okay, so, let's see. You are not worth your meat. You look big and heavy. And you are definitely big and... You are the biggest and heaviest person that he can reach.
Sorry, Steven.
Emphasis on breach.
You could freeze by 4 and still be out of range.
You could just bull rush all the way through.
Once again, my tiny size saves me.
He threats with his bite because bloodthirsty zombies have a improved critical bite.
Wow.
That will be a... bite equal to their slam. 20 with charge. Five? Six? 26.
Seriously? Is that your
yes.
AC?
I hate you.
Oh, okay.
Did you include plus one from haste?
Yes, I have a 24.
Suck.
And then haste is...
Well, so he has a plus 20 on a
you
charge.
Can pick one of those because bites are everything.
Yes, I know.
Bites are cool like that.
That one would definitely not make sense.
If I die out here on the rim, throw my body off the edge.
Alright, he runs up, bites you. He will do double damage. And apparently he knocks you back 1.
Oh, I was going to go there.
That's a lot of 5.
That, okay, so that's 20. Andre, 24 is 44.
Are you sure you can take that math?
In one hit?
On a critical, yes.
Ow.
I mean, that's some complicated math there.
Five, yeah, I know.
Five.
Four fives.
Yeah.
Okay.
Andre?
Yo.
My held action will go off now.
Okay.
Well, first, I activate my shield.
Steven, you take 1 con damage.
F. First, I activate my shield.
Okay, so now I have a full round remaining since I'm hasty.
Tana takes off via helicopter.
Tumble.
Screw that. Tumble!
Give me a tumble check. You're at a minus 4 because you're on the rim.
And okay. The shield penalties and armor penalties.
Yeah. He'll survive.
I will survive.
Probably should tumble first.
I'm hoping he absorbs attack opportunity so
Red.
I can charge.
Meh. Meh. What's the check bonus on a heavy steel shield? 2.
Mastercraft as well.
So, 1, I have a minus 2, so my tumble is now a minus, is it now a plus 5.
Okay.
What's the DC here? 15.
19. Well, did you already take into account the minus 4?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why I only have a plus 5.
Of course! Miss it by 1.
Just absorb the
dagger. Action pointed.
Oh. Wrong system. Just absorb the dagger. Come on.
I'll absorb it, I guess.
26.
My AC is currently a 28.
Okay.
Sweet.
Great.
Tumble up to the front.
Five, 10, 15, 20, 25. What's your movement?
40. Okay.
Difficult terrain.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize it started there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I just didn't want to be right in front of him. Okay. Well, since I feel like I need every benefit I can get, especially since this is a zombie, I will rage. Okay.
He's probably kind of easy-ish to hit, except for now.
And I will do a 5... 5 power attack.
Okay.
He's easy to hit. I didn't say to damage.
Plus 13 to hit.
Awesome! I love natural ones.
I hate them.
Favorite.
There we go.
Did you explain bennies to the listeners?
Anyone who's ever listened to one of my games, you know exactly what bennies are.
32.
You will hit. I just barely, though.
Did you roll 19?
Yes.
Ooh, it's a possible crit on that zombie.
Yeah. Why do you think I'm power attacking?
You should get burst. It's awesome that way.
20.
I so have 26.
I love critting on all eight. It's amazing.
27 points of damage.
You will take 27 points of damage, because yours is slashing. It's a choppy-choppy sword.
Sword go choppy-choppy?
Choppy-choppy.
I take my action.
Steven will now take his action. Hold on. Alec is now a 16. Steven, you go off on 16 along with Stormhammer.
Are you going to go off now too, Amanda?
I'm going to move to here.
I'm trying to decide whether I want to do this as a flying.
No attack opportunity.
It's a zombie. It doesn't get combat reflexes.
Hey, this way, I can get a flank.
Okay. Cool.
I still don't get my sneak attack.
And then I'm going to take 5 attacks.
Jerk.
About how tall does this T-Rex look?
About 24 feet at the tip of its head.
So I could fly above him and not get hit.
Does a 22 hit?
Go ahead. Assume that.
What? We are 22? In high in the air, so wind currents are going to be a little different. Andre might decide to pull that on you.
Yes.
Me pull something on you? Never.
All right, well, my lowest was 22. Well, my lowest was a 8, but then after that, it was a 22.
For okay.
What? It's already used up.
I assume electricity does nothing
worried about
them.
That.
No, I just don't want to get eaten.
And, she's going to stand back and shoot.
Electricity. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't think are undead immune to electricity?
No.
It's
I know they're immune to cold.
Just cold.
You know, I'd like to point out, this is the first time that gut slash crit we keep drawing might have come in handy.
Zombies
and of course we can't.
Hole.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
good. Oh, their bits, their flesh is too...
Gulp! Foot. It's already open.
So he already
tried. You won't
tried
take
it.
Any acid damage.
Yeah, the stomach acid long.
He already tried to swallow someone whole, they already cut their way out. Stomach muscles don't really work
22
anymore.
22 slashing.
Okay.
5 electricity. And then 14 plus... 8.
Let's just add it all. Does it have DR?
It has DR only. Okay, so what was your bludgeoning damage?
It was. Crap. 16 plus 8.
22?
So. And it has 2 hits.
2 hits? So 12. So 53.
Darn it. You.
We're Thailand.
I have a question. If I were to shoot electricity at him and he takes up that many squares, does
you
he take
get it
extra
once?
Or
no,
just once.
What you can do though is move over it's to a nice line.
Okay.
Static.
Hey, look.
Oh, look at that.
You should. That
is
that.
A nice line of scat.
Die fiend! This is Sergeant Stormhammer, the paladin that has been asked to accompany them.
Let me guess, Smite Evil?
Yeah. Using his maul.
He's beating him with a maul? Damn.
He is one-handing a maul, just to let you know. Okay, so that's 5 plus 6 is 11. Okay, so 6.
He has monkey
And then, hold on, adding his paladin level is 7.
Why not?
It's a good oh, that's idea. Energy, so that's going to be 8 plus 6 is 14, so it'll be up to 67.
Rawr.
We're doing more damage than I thought we would immediately.
Well,
of course, he probably has.
He's not
down to half, but...
He smote.
Okay. That was all on...
16.
Gonna go off?
I think I'm gonna take my...
Okay, go ahead.
Okay,
that
go
is
16
such
too.
A good-looking line. I can't let it go.
Alright, they will have some cover, because they are hiding in rubble and cover.
What's the...
How
red?
Big is your breath?
Is this guy? Yeah. It's 60 feet.
Yeah, he's in a square with.
Yeah. You're probably
chicken.
Good, I think. Yeah. Well, no yardstick, though. You don't have a yardstick.
Okay, so. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60. How long is your breath?
60.
Okay, so it'll stop there.
Zah!
Can I borrow 2d?
Okay.
You can borrow my longsword dice.
I will go ahead and give them light cover, which is plus 2 to their reflex.
Oh, I have to take, yeah.
No, you don't. What's your DC?
There's they have to
reflex DC.
10 plus your racial hit die plus your constitution modifier.
That
so
doesn't make sense.
10 plus your con modifier.
10 plus your con, yeah.
And plus
15.
Okay, so the DC 15. 10 plus 2. Okay.
Some fail hard.
Yeah. One's fine. One.
I think unless he's a rogue, he takes half damage.
These three take nothing. 3 will take full.
Oh, they're all rogues?
Or yeah.
They just gabbies. 16 points of damage to the people
16?
Who didn't make it.
And then, I guess, since I'm hasted, I can attack again.
Shoot with a bow.
You can shoot a bow if you'd like.
You move.
I will shoot my bow.
You had to move to get.
You can shoot an
that's
arrow.
That's fine. She's hates breath weapon is the standard action, right?
Yes. Yes. She can shoot an arrow.
She did free fall.
Benny.
Oh.
Think of it this way: we're using them early.
26.
Oh yeah, you will hit. You will hit that scabby dead on.
Okay.
Especially because you're ignoring his cover right now.
All
right. Stupid seeking bows.
2 plus, is it composite anyway?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So. But it's plus 5 anyways.
Oh, okay. So 7.
7 total?
Yes.
Okay. He's up to 23 and he's not quite dead yet.
I'm not dead yet.
The wizard will go ahead and go.
I don't need those anymore.
Fireball.
I just want to crit on it sometimes.
He's... I can't use a wand this round. Never mind, I'm not dimming out there. That's dumb. But I will drink a potion.
Senile old fart.
There's your 2 standard action, so you're free 5 right there.
He's now in reach of the lizard.
Well, he's in the building.
He's behind the wall.
Okay.
He's also invisible to the dragon.
16.
Possibly.
Going down the line, we then go to 12.
What do I go off on now?
You go off 16. On a 16.
Like half the group.
16 lowest. Well, you could just make it 15.
He's fine.
He's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Tumble.
5, 6. Okay.
You're going to get sneak attacked.
At least that
I'm
was
not...
their whole turn.
I can move.
Like hell, it's their whole turn. That's right. They do have 60-foot movement.
Go mutations, I guess?
These are humans, as best you can tell. Although they are emaciated and unhealthy-looking.
So I don't get my racial addition against them?
No, you will. They're just heavily mutated.
Oh. They're mutants.
One crit. Oh, yeah.
What you might call Gorlocks.
I'm pretty sure he's going to hit with a natural 19, followed by another natural 19, before I even add in flank or anything.
See, and this is why you might not want to attack the spectators.
Well, you
say this now. You could have said something earlier.
I was blowing my nose.
Okay.
Didn't make a stop.
Beating you with his bone club, he will do normal damage.
Ooh, that's not a good sign.
I know.
Sneak attack.
Oh, okay. I'm
like, holy cow, what kind of bone club is that?
That 10 plus 2 is 12, and you are...
Alec, thank you for...
You are deaf.
You are dead for D4 days. You are deaf for 2 hours.
So you're mute and deaf.
We just need to blind you and reduce and test...
touch of idiocy.
Touch of idiocy.
The remaining four...
Deaf and dumb. Or, well, we don't need to...
The remaining four will begin to throw vials on you. They are looking to hit your touch AC.
I hate you so much.
I will hit you terribly.
Yeah, screw you too, Fauché.
Okay. You need to give me 4 fortitude saves. DC is a 13.
Okay, so it's a...
Yes, they are just hard as a rock.
Yeah, I follow that.
Is it worth spending a penny on a natural one?
Long run, no.
Short run, I will probably be pissed.
It's a minus 2.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So I failed once because it was a natural one.
All
right,
check. That's all. I just be glad you didn't fail lots of times. All right, you will take 16 points of acid damage, and you are sickened for 4 rounds as you are hit by acidic urine.
Ew!
You are sickened for 4 rounds.
What's sickened do again?
Minus 2 to hit and damage.
Oh, woo.
I said in the short run.
That just can't
stop. And yes, you're like, ugh. And you're like, no, these guys aren't normal anymore.
Guess what? Andre just canceled my rage.
Oh.
That's about it.
Jessica.
And not even all of your rage.
I didn't cancel the extra hit points.
Yeah, he canceled my bonus to hit and damage because of my strength.
Well, technically, how many hit points do you gain from...
22.
Okay, so he gained about...
Oh, I still have Bard Song and Haste to hit, so...
Yes.
But he did, he canceled my rage.
Right.
Except for 6 hit points.
I will cast Prayer.
Everyone gets a plus 1 to hit and damage!
Now you have plus 3 to hit.
Fudge
plus 3.
Really good all of a sudden.
This is a chocolate flavored rock, so it's not fudge. I
told you.
They're good though.
I'll help him up right now.
Good to hear.
Yay.
But they are crunchy.
Congratulations, Jessica. You are now canceling the flank.
That I am.
Wait, if we got someone back here, would they have a flank again?
No.
No, on Jessica.
No.
No.
A flank cancels a flank, and then it never gets any weirder than that.
32.
Everyone's just...
32?
I said very true.
Oh, very true. 32? Yes, you hit.
That is, like, close to a 30.
I'm just afraid if I go large, the tire just starts to rise. It's going to be like...
Okay. Yeah.
From the upside, it's Steven is still causing the most damage, and he's probably the bigger, one of the bigger targets.
Yeah, Steven's also basically
poor baby.
Plus one to hit end.
Pardon me for not having triple
and
digit
haste doesn't do anything. Right?
And, points.
And a 28 AC.
I have a 24.
Okay,
what?
Phoebe touched my toe and it scared 15. Me.
15 will break this little guy's neck.
Yes.
That was 11.
Smoking from your
3. He will take a standard action. You hear this kind of crunching noise behind you.
Don't hit me!
As you'll notice that he brings down a chunk of the wall, and he will stab you.
Why? I'm not undead. He misses.
Yeah, not with that. Not with the 2.
Yes, but obviously in a party with him.
Yeah, you're associated with the undead.
Top of the round.
They're the Scarlet Crusade.
Scarlet Onslaught.
Give me a notice check.
Yeah, in Northrend. Are we in Northrend? No.
No.
We're
it's cold enough.
We're on the edges of Dalaran.
We're still technically Northrend.
Bath!
No. Obviously not.
She will bath you.
As in, she hits him with a sap?
Yeah. 4d6 for the sneak attack. 1d6 for the sap. 1d6 because it's mercy.
Do you need to put multiple in the sap?
No, but it does extra damage.
And it's hard to be.
And the GM will never claim that there's no way you couldn't have killed them. 26. Yeah. As you get baffed.
Unlike the 3 subdual crits with my great sword.
And then her second regular swing.
Yeah, he did it.
What's your flat foot AC?
I just went into retardedness.
No, not as a rogue. Okay.
19. No, 18.
The degrees by which I'm missing is varying. Okay, the cleric. Alright, lad. Bull strength. He has a standard action he doesn't use. Okay. That one. Tyler.
Really? I makes my
concentration.
Yeah,
good. It's good to see that you can concentrate.
Well, actually, she can sing.
Concentrate. I'm very good at singing or whatever the hell I'm doing at the time.
Telling a joke.
I'll try it
about our lives.
We'll scorching right. Does, let's see, art song, haze, prayer. Does anyone else have any other bonuses?
That's it.
Steven's aura of awesome should obviously be added.
No, he's out of range.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
23 touch?
Yes. No. If I'm doing really good, it's a 10 foot.
Okay.
1 foot level is not more.
Yeah, you had to waste them in Bloodhound.
Hey, I can beat people without taking penalties. And I can track people.
Helps you so much right here, doesn't it?
30.
30 Sorry. Even!
She will take 30 even.
And,
And shoot her with
a bow. Crit on my bow.
Nice.
Nice.
Crossbow?
No, it's a short bow.
Then draw an extra card, please.
It's times 3, so you get 2 cards.
So it is. Alright, I can either do clean through, which is normal damage, a d6. Bleed and 1 con drain.
Ooh,
or double damage and a D2 to strength. I'm gonna do the con bleed.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
is it till healed?
It says 1 con drain and D6 bleed.
Oh, okay. 1 con damage, D6 bleed. Okay.
It's yeah. Drain.
It's not DC.
Oh, like they're gonna survive the encounter anyway.
It's not con bleed.
There are cards like that.
Oh god.
It's also charisma bleed.
Those cards need to be burned. Burned.
Well, that was very even of me.
There was one charisma bleed instance, wasn't there?
8 normal damage, 4 bleeds, so 12 damage, and this is important, for later, and one con, obviously. Okay.
She will take the con damage.
As the arrow goes clean through her!
The wizard!
He can use one now.
Yeah, now he can use his spell.
Oh. Wait a second. You keep going, actually. It's not going to affect the wizard.
Oh, boy! He will succeed his concentration.
Fireball.
5, 10, 15, 20.
Oh. Why? She'll take another 9.
It hits all of his enemies. That's why.
Wait, it baited me. No.
It does not get you or Ryan. Everyone Yay! Else and Tyler.
Reflex save.
She takes another 9. I forgot I had 2 attacks now.
22.
Okay.
14.
Yeah,
31. You let her keep all her good saves.
Yeah, I don't care. Let's see. This scabby will fail. The T-Rex fails.
He's dormant.
Fails.
Degrees?
Fireball. You got a 22.
Two.
You will fail.
Son of a bitch.
It's vicious. It is a vicious, vicious.
What did I need to make?
Oh, you would only have
24.
24, okay.
It's hard for me to make that. Wait, 17 plus... I got a 24, actually.
You told your math earlier, you're a fucking accountant!
Sorry,
God, you're me. Annoying.
Yeah. I wouldn't have gotten anything.
Prayer.
16. Doesn't add anything to saves.
Yeah, it does.
Plus one... No.
Okay.
I made it without prayer.
Okay, so.
I want to be right.
Because I didn't
okay, 23 to everyone.
Unless they made it
23?
Yes.
Including me. I did nothing! Hooray for evasion.
And then he will use his quickened spell. I'm sorry, he'll use his rod of quickened spell because Tyler corrected me last time that it is 4 levels higher.
Yeah, it sucks. I hate that one.
He will critical on you, Steven, with a...
What?
Steven, you are going to hate me forever and a day. Steven, you will take 19 points of strength damage.
I'm down.
Oh my, that was a big, brave enfeeblement.
Critical?
Yeah, I critted.
Nice.
Triple damage? Or what?
Double damage. And an extra d4 if it was
you
cold.
Pushed,
actually,
you pushed the scabbies.
Did you roll? Or did you...
Yeah, just drew.
You pushed the scabbies.
Your mom pushed
Frozen.
The scabbies.
Double damage.
Oh. Yeah, if cold spell, target takes d4, takes damage.
He freezes you, so I guess that's very apparent that... Oh my! Oh goodness! Okay.
I'm at -3 strength.
Yeah, you're out of the combat.
Now the giant... The Tyrannosaurus Rex goes next.
Does it want to eat Steven now?
I'd like to point out, yes, he's bigger than me.
But he's also a tin can.
And did less damage, i.e. none.
No, he did fight. He did 14.
He smited.
Oh, that's right.
Smited.
But now it did 20-some.
No crit. Oh, screw you too, Andre.
Still no crit.
No, remember he has hellacious bonuses.
When he charges.
He has a plus 18.
Oh, come on. There we go.
Fuck you too, folks.
Yes! Use your pennies, Andre.
Are
Use
you still
opinions.
Standing?
Wah.
I wasn't going to try to pull myself.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and Jurassic Park this. And when he reaches down, he actually bites your leg, lifts you up into the air, and tosses you back down to the ground.
You're prone?
No. Double damage, and your land speed is halved for 2 rounds.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, you don't get flank anymore.
I don't know, I'm here with the wizard. It did fireball it.
Okay, so...
Didn't melee it, though.
There's 12 plus 24 is 36.
Okay.
40,
50...
And you lose 20. One con.
We decided it was 12 when I get more of the missile thingies, right?
Oh, and it's been his turn twice. I'm sorry.
More of the fire things on 12, right?
No, actually...
It was 11.
Andre, we damaged him
you're right.
After his turn.
Because it was 3, 7, 11, 15.
Yeah, you're right.
Otherwise, it's con damage or drain.
Does fire do anything versus his regeneration?
No.
Okay.
It's just fast healing.
I was just
region.
Is it? Yeah. Is this con damage or drain?
By the way, I was right.
Damage.
Okay, so it heals in an hour.
It heals in a day.
whatever.
All right. The giant swath of 16s. I think I skipped you.
Yeah, you did.
What would you like to do, Ricardo?
Go sneak attack the wizard. Get revenge.
Yeah, either that or poke down at the fighter.
By the way, I think we're resting after this combat.
Use our other.
He took down your friend.
Rogue trick.
Our,
you only need two.
Other rogue trick.
Yeah, I didn't see you helping much last week.
It's so
fun. Or I can just attack the dragon.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. How can I... Can I run across the wall?
Yes, you can. You'll have to use tumble. However, if you don't want to get an attack opportunity on it.
Balance?
What is it? I might be able to make it from another combat.
I'm going to make him a fruit salad and...
Okay. What's the DC... Minus four.
I will also put an additional minus two on you because you are tumbling across a.
Okay.
So, a wall.
So it's 21.
Mm-hmm. You are looking confused and perplexed.
No, I'm thinking about
it. Okay. I know it's painful sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
So I need
see
a nine
you do it
or
a whole
better.
Lot.
Yes.
Okay. So you're going over here. On...
Yeah, I'm gonna go. Well, no, I was gonna go ahead and get to the mage.
Okay.
I could, yeah.
You'll have an attack.
I suppose, well, I was trying to get on the other side if possible. I don't know how far I can go.
You have an attack.
Okay.
Sorry. Oh!
Yes, Benny, I love it. You're so
oh!
At okay. least it's not a ball.
I can accept a miss.
Okay. Whoosh. Apparently, the old man holds up his stick and goes. Oh! An assassin! Amanda.
I will shoot him twice.
Fire!
I'm at the bottom of the 16s.
You're right, Alec. I'm sorry, both the A's are now on 16.
Did I...
Okay, well, I get my three attacks now.
I had one standard action, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess that doesn't... I need my full round attack to do two attacks.
Yes,
right?
You are correct, sir.
Five power attack.
Okay.
So, cancels each other out.
Oh, Evie.
What's happening to you?
I get three stabs on the fight. Wow.
Screw you, Foke.
Good to hear. Good to hear that you guys...
Okay.
22.
There's a one.
Alex, just remember, are you still in combat?
Steven.
23.
Your strength's a 1.
And a,
one.
Crit. Natural 20 I hit with that. So 3 hits. Okay.
So it means I'm still technically standing?
On the ground in your armor.
No. I can't move, but I'm still technically standing.
No, you are not standing. You are prone.
Oh.
You collapse under the weight of full plate!
I'm just saying.
That's strength 1.
I'm just saying your strength can't go below 1.
Steven, okay. Your heavy load is... 3 pounds. Your pusher drag is 15.
As long as I don't move, I technically can remain standing.
Your liftoff ground is a 5.
I don't think you're standing, Steven.
Fun.
You can't pick yourself up.
77 points of slashing damage.
That's fine. He had 12 hit points.
Oh, he's gone.
Sad.
Yes.
Everyone within a 20-foot radius of him takes... 3 unholy. Oh, I'm sorry, it's a d6 per. Oh, that just got a lot meaner. I forgot about that. Yes, you will heal a lot, and here goes the mage. Okay.
Am I?
No. Just put me above my total?
No.
We're out of range. Well, your head is.
Well, it is different because it's actually.
Well, it's here, was it?
Oh, yes, it was. You are just within.
I'm just without.
It's radius, so yeah, it is weird.
I'm right outside.
5, 15. 5, 15. pointing.
How much
damage? Even if we do,
yeah.
It's just outside because it goes like this.
Okay, so it hits me.
So it comes up to your nose.
I'm like, ah! No, I can't.
And everyone else, except maybe him. And him.
Mike, he might not
15,
get
it. 20. Ends right there.
Yep. Maybe he's just outside.
Okay. Didn't roll terribly well. Everyone there will take 28 points of negative energy. No. Ryan, you heal 28 hit points.
Do I go above my total?
No.
No.
Okay.
The old man will take that 28, begrudgingly. Oh!
And this goes away.
And that guy goes away.
I'll keep him over here with my collection of minis.
Oh!
Horse cabbies.
Comes with having a d6 hit die and a con of 10 from malnourishment.
By the way, I subdued the one on...
It's dead now.
Oh, yeah.
He is now a dried husk. And they all take 28. Okay. That. Now Amanda.
Okay. I'm going to shoot him twice.
Okay. Fire away.
Plus 14. So
22
and 24.
You will hit both times.
So 2d8.
Thank you.
Aren't you going to use your secondary attack?
He did.
I show him twice.
You're hasted.
So you get the third attack if you feel like using it. Or you can choose to fire that against a different person.
Yeah.
Roll the damage now.
Just saying, you have a third attack.
7 plus 10. 17.
We'll hit him.
All right.
No, that
damage.
Was damage.
Oh, 17? Okay, he'll take that.
Okay, you're going to roll the hit again?
Wizard.
You have precise shot, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, it comes with a bow.
No, it doesn't.
Well, I took it.
Oh, okay.
It's improved precise shot, it comes with a bow.
Yes.
Yes. Possible.
Cool. I will. No. It's a bow.
Oh, that's your great sword. Sorry.
7.
Okay.
No. 8. Protection versus arrows.
They say DR10 versus magic, which I say is BS. It's DR10 versus projectiles.
It works on shurikens.
If all your projectiles went through it,
I will knife you in the kidney. All right, Steven, you drool.
Hey, it was a funny joke.
Steven, you get back 2 points of strength. You're a 3.
He still can't stand up.
Hey, you have the minimum strength of a character now.
Alright, the wizard has gone. The cleric has gone.
Like the top of the round, is it?
No. We've still
very,
got the
very
slow people.
Fighter.
The scabby.
Is he going to run away now?
Maybe a pot shot then.
He's angry at you, honey.
I know he is.
Yeah. Twang.
He was... Bitch friends.
Okay, and then the 11 that is Jessica.
See, I've lost the con, so I lose 11.
I've got 122 hit points. Max.
Cool.
Before rage.
Andre, you've done a 19 strength drain on Alec or Amanda.
I'd still have a 3 strength.
I would be negative 1.
So you'd have 1.
Hello.
You can't go below 1.
Oh, 1.
I got this. Unless you pull some out of her hat.
And I will clap.
I cast Shield Other on you.
Sweet.
So.
Oh. Huh. What did you do with my sleep?
That reality, it's now carried over. She's starting
and
to grow a beard.
That's my turn.
Okay.
Does this mean I'm getting shorter?
When I get this pot in the ring?
Die. Undead.
I get covered.
Did he fail a lot?
What's your AC? I think the 11 might hit, but that's about it.
It's 20...
I lost one face.
5. Because I don't... No, I get... I'll bet prayer doesn't hit you.
Yes, because of Bane Undead.
Yay, for a weapon, that's awesome.
Cover?
No. No. I'm not giving you cover. This guy has failed so hard so far, he needs it.
Okay. He'll bite your face. Ah!
The chain devil.
There we go. 17 plus 9 is 26.
Right, explodes.
Your head has blood.
Okay, that was 3. Top of the round.
I'm chasing you down.
Since she is now broken line of sight, she gets a hide check. She was last seen going this way. Tyler will get a spot check whenever he walks around the corner. Walks around the corner. Ha! Bonk! Ah! Okay,
this one got shield over, so you can continue chasing for a while.
We pulled the
funny thing.
Maybe we can both just...
we got... How's the mage looking?
Old.
Poorly?
Old.
Is he bloody?
He's old.
He's old. Okay. I will stab the fighter a few times, and I will stab the mage one time and bite him.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, my two stabs on the fighter are good.
I'll give him cover. But not you.
26 is the lower of those two.
Yeah.
Take my shield from cover.
The douche.
And let's see. Secondary would be plus 7.
How many bananas are we to put in?
7 plus 8 is 16.
Unless you want more.
We'll miss the old man.
Okay, and then on fight. That is a 21.
21 will hit him.
So he gets bitten. For 8. Oh, wait. 10.
The old man?
Yes.
Okay, so he's now up to 38. And oh, boy!
He needs to make a...
He is immune to paralysis.
Oh. He's an elf?
No.
He's a undead hunter.
Yes. That's what I figured.
I
did a D4.
Ha 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 ha.
I didn't
The Dragon Game. Dragons are ancient and noble creatures with intellects far beyond that of mortal men, but a dark evil has plans for a group of hatchlings who must overcome adversity and become the dragons they are meant to be. Actual play only available at GamersHavenPodcast.com. Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at GamersHavenPodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.